Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
WEEI Afternoon just had a zipper sound effect that confused host one. Coming up on 3:30 on a Thursday, that means Tom E. Curran is about to join us from NBC Sports Boston. Tom Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Tom Curran, how we doing?
I'm great, and I give a poop about your pipes, too.
Well, thank you. And Fitzy's been talking about his wife's pipes, but we're going to leave that alone. We're not going to get him in more marital trouble. So, Tom Curran, you and I have been doing this for a long times, getting ready for training camp. Can you put into perspective your interest or excitement level as you look ahead to next week and the start of 2025 Patriots training camp?
I would say it's been such an interesting run, not to get too, you know, up on a soapbox about it, but the interest in so many of the seasons was how good will this team be? Is it still an elite team? Is it still a Final Four team? Will it win the Super Bowl? That it became commonplace. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a question whether or not it would make the playoffs or not. You know, when I started and you were starting and Ted was on the team, it was, you know, how would they follow up Bill Parcells and how would Pete Carroll be? So I kind of look at it as more throwback to that period of time from 1997 to 2001 going into that year where you don't know what you're going to get. We can presume it. And when we look at this team and we have in the glass half full optimism of the offseason, we see a 7, 8, or 9 win team or even a 10 win team. And we looked at this on our early edition email today. When you look at all the top players at every position, the Patriots have very few even in the top 10. They got top 10 paid guys like Onwenu and Stevenson are paid top 10 at their position. But, you know, Duggar isn't really a top 10 player, nor are really any of the other guys. You could maybe say Milton Williams, but they don't have any. So we're presuming that each of these guys is going to play the way he could and should with a new coaching staff and better players around them. So there's a lot of intrigue on my part. I'm very intrigued to see how the Josh McDaniels offense really looks and how much it takes advantage of Drake May, how much better the offensive line really can be, because it is razor thin in terms of depth. Is this defense going to have Keon White turn into a top-tier player, Barmore turn into a top-tier player, Milton Williams play the way he did, the two linebackers play at a level that, you know, they really haven't played and become playoff performers? So there's a lot of intrigue. If everybody plays the way we presume, hell, it's a 10-win team. But if they don't and there's injuries, we could be, again, looking at a 6 or 7 win team. We're very glass half full right now, guys, I think.
So as far as the intensity of Mike Vrabel in his first year as head coach of the Patriots, Tommy, what do you expect the first days, the first couple of days in what should be a highly competitive environment to be like at Pats Camp 2025?
I think the first few days, they are a continuation of minicamp. So for fans who are going to go to the first few days of training camp, just expect that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday, I believe they're in there as well. They're not going to have pads on. It's going to look like mini camp and passing camp. But I do imagine that they're going to be tested by Vrabel to say, so what have you guys been doing for the last 30 days? Have you been staying in shape? Because I'm going to run your asses in the heat right now. So I hope you have been. And they'll start to make their decisions based upon, and he'll use the best players, as he has pointed out a number of times. And Teddy, I know you were down there for some of the mini camp stuff. He'll use his best players and say, Milton Williams, better be in good friggin' shape. Stephon Diggs, I don't care about your ACL. You better be in good shape. You better be able to run. Jalen Polk, you need to win a position on this team. It's not a layup. May, you better win every race. So I'm really intrigued to see how hard he runs them. Training camp really starts next Tuesday in terms of having pads on, I would imagine.
On the topic of the intensity, did you find that the guys on the roster were responding well to the change in, say, the change in culture and in tone of the coaching staff during OTAs? And do you expect that to be a seamless process during camp?
Yeah, undeniably. I mean, Milton Williams, I think the way he responded to it, his attendance during the off season, and the way he talked about it, I thought was notable. Keon White, who is a very smart guy, he's a little enigmatic. And prickly, but he spoke openly of feeling as if he was going to be challenged by this coaching staff in a way that he hadn't been previously. They talk and walk the party line about wanting to work really hard and play at a level to satisfy what Vrabel is asking for. He just keeps saying, I don't want to see stupid football. And Bill used to say the same thing. And you know what would happen from 2020 on? They'd go out and play stupid friggin' football. That's why they lost so many games. They were not a Patriots coach team, in part because they didn't have a big coaching staff, because Bill just didn't hire anybody. So they had tiny coaching staffs, and then they would go out and play poorly and dumbly. So that should be a sea change, and I think it's going to be ratcheted up in a way that it hasn't been here probably in almost a decade.
NBC Sports Boston's Tom Curran here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, who took a bigger risk when they got married together back in 2000, was Bill Belichick taking a huge risk coming to the Patriots, or did Robert Kraft take the risk?
I can't even believe that Bill went down that road. Bill has every right in the world to say, you know what, Robert, you've been saying this for 20 years, okay? Yeah, my Q rating was not high around the league, but let's be honest. You knew that I was what you needed. You hired me. I did a good job. Can we stop saying that, you know, I was left at the end of the driveway like an abandoned kitchen table? Okay, stop. But to try and talk about the Patriots, who had Drew Bledsoe and Willie McGinnis and Ty Law and Lawyer Malloy and Terry Glenn and Ted Johnson and a litany of very, very good players at that juncture. Even Ben Coates and Bruce Armstrong still on the team, though not for long. To talk about that team as if it was one of the worst in the AFC, as Bill alleged. Yeah, it was in bad cap situation, largely because Kraft could not contain his spending, ironically enough. So the notion that Bill came in and because of Robert had to overspend, because that was kind of weaseled into the article as well, that the Patriots are way down in spending. Bill was the one who finally grabbed the purse strings and said, you know what, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to spend on everybody. Ted making a ton of money at that point. Ted, I'm not watching your pocketbook, but oh, so many guys. McGinnis was making a ton of money. Max Lane, Todd Rucci, they were all making really, really good money, and they didn't have a second class, really. But to me, it's undeniable. Bill wanted to come to New England. Go ahead. Sorry, buddy.
I agree, buddy. So he hasn't officially asked out yet, though they were a Super Bowl contender, surprisingly so.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, last year, but Terry McLaurin, receiver with the Commanders, has made his displeasure with the organization quite well known. So what is your interest potentially, let's say, if it comes to that point or that fork in the road in the Patriots possibly trying to see if they could pry away the Pro Bowl receiver?
You should be at the front of the line. You have $60 million in cap space, which is $15 million more than every other team. You pursued Chris Godwin for an ungodly amount, more than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers re-signed him for. You weren't able to get him. You settled for Stephon Diggs. He might work out terrific, but he's on a low-budget, low-risk contract for the Patriots. So you never filled your number one receiver position, period, end of story, end of conversation. That position has not been filled. So I don't know if anybody in the NFL has a greater number one receiver need than the Patriots. But we continue to talk about it on our station a lot. And, you know, just another McLaurin say, and I say, lather, rinse, repeat, no matter who it is, whether it's A.J. Brown for the last 3 years, whether it's Chris Godwin, whether it's Brandon Ayuk, any player who intimates that he is unhappy with this situation should be at the top of the Patriots list, because it's been a long friggin' time since they've had anything that would constitute a number one wideout, probably back to, and most people wouldn't even consider him that, but I would, Julian Edelman.
Well, as we continue to kind of set the table for training camp upcoming, just an easy pick'em question here. One roster battle that you're looking forward to watching on the offensive side of the football, and one on the defensive side as well.
All the wide receivers.
Yeah, easy enough.
I just want to see how that flushes out. You know, is Kyle Williams able to be a better player than Efton Chisholm? I mean, and people are going to be, what? How could that be? Who has more productive practices on a routine basis? And I'm not saying Kyle Williams might not one day be better, but that's a position battle I'm intrigued to, even though Williams is outside. But that's one storyline among the new arrivals. And can Kyle Williams be better than Kayshon Booty, who I don't think is the slouch that people presume he is because he's a sixth-round pick? Can Jalen Polk play? Can Javon Baker somehow make the team? Because I think he's on the outside looking in. Can Diggs get out there and play? Is Kendrick Bourne going to be rejuvenated with McDaniel? So that's a big position battle on math that I'm looking at on offense. And then defensively, I'm going to be intrigued to see what the rotation is at the edges. They have Harold Landry, who I really think can be a good player for them. Kalavon Chaisson, who they added, former first-round pick. He saw a lot of time in minicamp. Keon White should be difficult to contain, and we're going to start to look for that more in the joint practices than anything else. But that edge stuff matters, because they were the worst team in the NFL in terms of sacks per pass attempt, and that cannot go on no matter how good your secondary is.
Tom, I'm going to ask you a question that is often tough to articulate, or sometimes people don't understand when you say it, but it's a fun question this time of year. Surprise cut for this Patriots team.
Oh, boy. I would say, and they're good players, and they just signed new contracts, but there's two guys who stick out like sore thumbs in terms of their contracts, and that's
Mike Onwenu and Kyle Duggar. Mm. Onwenu's got a cap hit of $21 million this year. Next year it goes up to 25. Duggar, I think, is $17 million this year. It goes up again next year. I don't know if they'd be cut, but I'm talking about who would I be scrutinizing as having something to prove overall in 2025? It's those guys. So I think that would be a jaw-dropping development. But neither of those guys is playing as a player in the top half of the guys at their position in the NFL. Agree, kind of? I mean, Onwenu was not one of the best
offensive
linemen, whether guard or tackle.
No, I think those are great names, but you know how this works. Now people are going to be like, Curran said that Onwenu and Duggar are going to get cut. Nope, that's not how surprise cut works. He just said it would be shocking, but you can paint it.
Yeah, only if your web guy decides to cut that and put it out there.
We'll tell him to get on.
Happen. Never
which
know.
He often does.
Yep.
Which he often does.
Tommy, one last quick one if I can. I think this is going to be the year of Christian Gonzalez. I think at the end of the 2025 season, it'll be abundantly clear that the best player on the New England Patriots is cornerback zero, Christian Gonzalez. Sauce Gardner just got paid $30 million a season. Do you believe in Christian Gonzalez as a potential defensive player of the year candidate and possible $35 million a year corner?
No to the first, yes to the second. It's the cost of doing business, and that's part of what I think the Patriots should probably start thinking about spending their money towards is trying to re-up some of these guys because they actually have very little cap space already for next year. They're in the red. Now it's a long time away and things will change, but their cap space has been largely eliminated for next year. So you're going to have to roll some of that $60 million that you have, even though it's going to be dissipated. You're going to have to roll some of that into 2026 to get yourself right. But you have to look at Gonzalez, and then you're going to have to look at Mays, who are two premium position players. And it isn't too early to at least look and forecast what you're going to have to consider with Drake May, because it could be, if Tua's making $50 million plus and Trevor Lawrence making $55 and inflation continues to indicate it, you could be looking at some ridiculous $70 million a year value contract if Drake May plays the way a third overall pick with great potential should.
Tom, I got a snarky question I have to get in before you go because you've had
Classic.
A couple weeks off. So you once got into a debate as to whether a quarterback had a house. Now we have a debate. Did Drake May give away his wedding gifts or not?
Seemingly not. I think that was an AI-generated story. We were discussing this. I was on vacation when this germinated, so I didn't even really see it because I didn't even open my computer. But I guess in the AI story that was talking about May having given away his gifts, like Vrabel was quoted in it, it was like Vrabel and Carlton Davis or somebody were quoted in this fake story about him having given away the gifts. So,
tremendous.
It's really, really, you know, you got to be on the lookout.
Yep.
You got to be on the lookout.
You imagine a homeless shelter getting a bowl that says congratulations to the Mays?
Now the bowl got taken back.
It's unbelievable. It really is. You know, and think about it now. I mean, like, you can't. What a jip.
Right.
Take him away? I mean, does he now? Is he in a corner now where he actually
has to
yeah. Cough that up?
He certainly can't come out and say, that's not true. I did not give away my gifts. I kept them all for myself. You can't put that press release out.
Actually, in advance of any outcry, I do think, and I apologize for, I do think that using that term that used to be used when we were kids, GYP, is might be in the category of politically incorrect. And so I apologize for having said that in the heat of the moment.
No worries, Tom. We will see you next week down in Foxborough, right?
Love it.
Thanks.
Love
see
it.
You, Tom.
See you
appreciate
then.
It.
See you, buddy.
Bye, bye.
That was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Up next, we'll react to some of the things that Tom said, including no gifts were given away by Drake May. He kept them all for himself and his wife, as he should. WEEI Afternoons rolls on.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.